Hello again, and welcome to the August of 2024 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments Podcast. As always, this is your monthly host and discussionist that really appreciates the opportunity to podcast a special professional, personal development message to interested listeners every month. Yep, it's me, Marv Pikla. And first, just to make sure, when I get a chance to effectively respond when a listener asks a question, recently someone asked, where did the discussionist label come from? Well, if you haven't heard, occasionally I make up my own words. And that word better fit a certain situation that I was trying to accomplish. So as I began the Learning Moments recordings, I realized I was more than a host, and mostly I was the only one talking, right? I don't have guests very often. And finally, I wasn't preaching. Rather, I was just going beyond the one person speaker that was trying to get a message across. So I decided to call myself the discussionist to indicate that I would always, always be sharing more information than just discussing items that would be the norm. I hope this explanation makes some kind of sense, but mostly I truly appreciate that someone cares enough to ask the question out there. So this month, we're going to talk about leadership. Specifically, we're not going to talk about the different traits that people recognize that really make people great leaders, but instead, we're going to discuss how people become super leaders regardless of their area of professionalism, okay? So you got to listen closely. So officially, the title for this month's learning moment is Selective Leadership Skill Grafting. Do you understand that? Selective leadership through skill grafting. First, let's start this discussion with like that dictionary meaning of the word grafting. You know, when grafting traditionally is the process of joining like two plants together to make them grow as one. So as you think about leadership skill development, think about that process of grafting, and effectively one can progressively grow in the most desired and selective way by grafting certain pieces of other leaders' ideas and professional actions, that kind of thing. And so, well, and to better explain what I'm trying to describe, I'm going to give and use myself as a prime grafting leadership example. When I first hired into a public administrative position, one of my main skill weaknesses was public finance, like grants and programming, budgeting, allowable costs, all those kinds of things. And you can project the rest of those public finance areas. I was just weak in. I didn't have any experience. But fortunately, however, my boss, my new boss, was excellent in this area in managing public service dollars and excelling in maximizing the expenditure of every dollar to get the maximum benefit out of each one. And I was not in a position to take several classes to get fiscally smarter. Rather, I innovatively grafted elements of my new boss and his financial oversight and administrative processes to enable me to professionally advance in this area. Okay? Was it perfect? No. But was I better? Yes. Do you understand? Professional grafting, by the way, is not an easy learning moment action. And so don't think it comes naturally. You almost have to become a student of grafting to make it work great. Professional grafting requires dedicated time and insight and an effort to gain the desired skill and then effectively blend it into your own leadership style to obtain a quality benefit. Okay? Because great leaders are not born. I don't believe that for a minute. Rather, great leaders, I believe, utilize over time a professional grafting action to continually absorb skills that will help them today and tomorrow to become great leaders. So now you're asking the question, how do leaders that want to become better identify those skills they want to graft into themselves? Well, in a weird way, I guess reflect on how old-time miners used to pan for gold. You know, they continually sifted out non-value stuff to eventually find that pure gold. Okay, so they eventually found that pure gold. So think of this sifting action during conversations, meetings, trainings, personal interactions, job assignments, and yeah, even failures. And think about the pure gold skills stuff, skill leadership stuff that you could bring into your grafting actions. And is it perfect? No. But will you be better? Yes. The bottom line for this month's Inspiring Innovations Learning Moment, Selective Leadership Skill Grafting, is to use professional grafting as a best practice continuous improvement tool and take the best leadership skills you can find that you can identify and graft them into yourself as a blend of the best of the many and become even better yet. Be better one as a result. And you could then become the leadership example that others would want to take a graft from. I know you understand what I'm saying. So, thank you so much for listening. And then, of course, sending me progressive feedback every now and again. And remember, selective leadership skill grafting engages you to be a solid student of the progress process. Thanks one more time for listening, and we will discuss more next month.